This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Omicron now makes up more than 90% of COVID-19 cases in Colorado. After people gather for holidays, health officials expect to see hospitalizations increase. Governor Jared Polis says those hospitalized will be mostly unvaccinated people.
If you haven't been vaccinated, you should be very careful. We have a very contagious variant, deadly if you're unvaccinated.
Currently, about 80% of people in the hospital with COVID are unvaccinated, and currently Colorado's positive test rate is the highest it's been since the summer of 2020. Only about a quarter of Coloradans have had booster shots to protect from infection from the Omicron variant. Black and Latino residents and non-English speakers are especially underrepresented. Colorado's mountains have had heavy snow so far this winter. More than 200 avalanches were recorded over Christmas weekend. One person died. Another snowstorm is on the way, and the avalanche danger could rise to extreme by Friday. Ethan Green is the director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. He says people should avoid traveling in avalanche terrain.
It means that we're going to be seeing large avalanches releasing spontaneously. We could see avalanches running into the valley bottoms. These are very dangerous conditions.
Green says it's relatively rare for the Avalanche Center to issue an extreme danger rating. Last year's monsoon was one of the driest for Colorado. Scientists now say climate change made that low rainfall more likely. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
The American Meteorological Society has a new report on how climate change is influencing extreme weather across the globe. Research meteorologist Andrew Hoyle and his colleagues focused on the 2020 monsoon season, which saw the lowest average rainfall in modern history for the Four Corner states.
We had exceptionally low precipitation over the Southwest, which was really the reemergence of this larger ongoing drought. So we said, wow, well, this is an exceptional event.
Hoyle says learning how humans are worsening the drought is important as leaders decide how to share a dwindling water supply. Miguel Otárola, CPR.